Can you imagine public schools in the United States supporting Satan the devil? In October 2016, the Portland, Oregon chapter of the Satanic Temple won permission from local authorities to bring its after-school program called After School Satan to Sacramento Elementary School in the Park Rose School District. CBS News reported, Doug Mesner, the Satanic Temple's co-founder, told USA Today that the group has reached out to 9 school districts located near local Satanic Temple chapters and is targeting schools that have hosted or are now hosting Good News Clubs. He said that since the Washington Post first reported on the program, the Satanic Temple has been inundated with emails from potential volunteers looking to help establish after-school Satan clubs. Does it matter that some of America's children are learning to worship Satan? Does a spirit being named Satan really exist? Or is he just the imagination of artists, sculptors, and fiction writers? My friends, one of the greatest deceptions would be the idea that this deceiver does not really exist. When we review the history of the world and the deceptions of various religions, we find strong evidence that the devil called Satan has been very active in history and that he is very active even now. Have you been deceived? Your Bible makes this astounding statement, Revelation 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. My friends, you need to know the truth. Your Bible warns of even greater deceptions to come. Will you and your family be deceived? You need to know the devil's deadly deceptions, and you need to beware. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Have you ever been deceived? All around us, countless con artists are out to defraud and to steal. Law enforcement agencies continually warn us of scams and deceptive practices that rob unsuspecting victims. But there is one major sector of our lives that requires even more vigilance on our part. One of the greatest and most pervasive forms of deception is that of religious deception. Your Bible warns us to beware of the great deceiver called in your Bible the serpent, Satan the devil. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. The Apostle Paul warned the Corinthian church against false religious ministers. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. Listen to this. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. The devil has many disguises. He counterfeits himself as an angel of light. Others present him as goat-headed. In August of 2018, members of the Satanic Temple in Little Rock, Arkansas, protested the Ten Commandments with their so-called Baphomet statue, a creature with the horns and head of a goat, with a young boy and girl on either side in his arms under his wings. Is the Satanic Temple trying to deceive? One news report described their Baphomet protest in this way, quote, the Satanic Temple says its mission is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense and justice, and be directed by the human conscience to undertake noble pursuits guided by the individual will, end of quote. Will you be deceived? Does Satan represent benevolence and empathy? Your Bible says that Satan and his demons have vast powers and will even fight in an unseen spirit war, as it tells us in Revelation 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. Yes, a great spirit war will take place in heaven. So, my friends, realize that this dragon, Satan the devil, has great powers. He has power to deceive the whole world, as the next verse states, Revelation 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That statement may even be shocking to you. How has Satan deceived the whole world? And what are the devil's deceptive tactics and schemes that he uses striving to deceive you? On today's program, we'll be answering those questions, and we'll be offering you an exciting, revealing free booklet titled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. This free booklet will help you in your study of the Bible and your search for biblical Christianity. One of Satan's tactics is to deceive millions, if not billions, through false religion. In this eye-opening booklet, you'll be able to see how pagan practices inserted themselves into various religions and led to counterfeit forms of Christianity. You need this revealing and vital booklet. Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen. You would also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. On today's program, let's consider several ways in which Satan the devil deceives the world. You need to be on guard in his attempt to deceive you personally, and you need to know the deceptions that will deceive future masses of people around the world. First, let's look at Bible prophecy and events that will soon center on the coming beast power in Europe. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World are aware of the prophesied revival of a Roman Empire. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 17th chapter. Here in verse 12, God reveals a symbolic beast. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. As we've explained in previous programs, this end-time superpower will be a revival of the Roman Empire. This symbolic beast is also described in Revelation, the 13th chapter. Several Bible commentaries have also identified the beast of Revelation as the Roman Empire. This includes the New Catholic edition of the Holy Bible, translated from the Latin Vulgate, generally called the Douay-Rheims version. It makes this comment concerning the beast of Revelation 17, verse 11. Quote, "The beast spoken of here seems to be the Roman Empire, as in chapter 13, end of quote. This Catholic Bible also comments concerning Revelation 13, 1 as follows. Quote, "The picture of the first beast is based on the 7th chapter of Daniel. This beast is a figure of kingdoms of the world, kingdoms founded on passion and selfishness, which in every age are antagonistic to Christ and seek to oppress the servants of God. Imperial Rome represents this power." End of quote. Yes, even the Douay-Rheims Bible admits to the identity of the beast. Revelation 17, verses 3 and 4 describe a harlot woman riding the beast. A woman in biblical symbolism is described as a church. Here she is called Mystery Babylon, representing a false religious system, a counterfeit Christianity. My friends, will you be deceived by a counterfeit Christianity? In Matthew 24, verse 4, Jesus warned, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." My friends, you need to beware of the devil's deadly deceptions. To help you identify those deadly deceptions, we'd like to offer you this vital free booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. It will document how pagan practices were absorbed by various professing Christian groups, and will help you in your study of the Bible. This free booklet will help you prove from the Bible what comprises the true Christianity of Christ and the apostles. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that one of the greatest worldwide deceptions is religious. What do some scholars say about the devil? Quote, according to Henry Ansgar Kelly, a research professor from the University of California, Los Angeles, there's actually no evidence to suggest the devil should be portrayed as evil. Professor Kelly suggests Christians have got it wrong and Satan was actually trying to do good and is on God's side, but God overzealous in his judgments. A strict reading of the Bible shows Satan to be less like Darth Vader and more like an overzealous prosecutor. Is Satan trying to do good? Absolutely not. Revelation 12:9 warns us that Satan has deceived the whole world. Turn in your Bible again to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. The Apostle Paul warned the Corinthian church against false apostles. We read this earlier in the program. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. My friends, be aware of counterfeits and appearances that hide falsehood and error. Notice the next verse, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. My friends, as shocking as it may be to some of you, your Bible warns of religious ministers who appear righteous, but are ministers of Satan. How can you know the difference? Our free booklet that we're offering you today will give you a thorough biblical and historic foundation to identify the counterfeits. Be sure to order your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. This is a powerful booklet that reveals how paganism has crept into various segments of professing Christianity. You can identify true servants of God from the false. How? Compare professing religious teachings to that of your own Bible. On Tomorrow's World, we ask you not to just take for granted what we say, but to check up on us from your own Bible. If you have a Bible and you're a Bible student, you know that one of Satan's religious deceptions is false doctrine. The Apostle Paul prophesied that religious people would seek teachers to preach what they want to hear rather than teachers who would preach the truth of the Bible. Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. The Apostle Paul exhorted the young evangelist Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. My friends, are you willing to be guided and corrected by the Bible? Or will you be turned aside to fables? One of the major errors of professing Christianity is the practice by some of pagan traditions. We've documented them on previous programs. Easter eggs are a pagan symbol of fertility. Decorated trees, holly wreaths, and mistletoe were pagan traditions. December 25th was celebrated as the birth of Mithras, the sun god. It was never the date of Jesus' birth. Should Christians observe Valentine's Day? In 496 AD, Pope Gelasius I established the feast of St. Valentine on February 14th. Previously, since the days of ancient Rome, young lovers had often observed the Lupercalia, the feast of Lupercus, a fertility god, on February 15th. What other pagan traditions have crept into some forms of professing Christianity? Our vital free booklet, Satan's Counterfeit Christianity, will give you the answers. Be sure to request your free copy. The historian Will Durant gave his analysis in the book, The Story of Civilization. Christianity did not destroy paganism, it adopted it. The Greek mind dying came to a transmigrated life in the theology and liturgy of the church. The Greek language, having reigned for centuries over philosophy, became the vehicle of Christian literature and ritual. The Greek mysteries passed down into the impressive mystery of the Mass. Other pagan cultures contributed to the synchristic result. Christianity was the last great creation of the ancient pagan world, end of quote. And that's from pages 595 and 599. My friends, are you practicing pagan traditions in the name of Christianity? Remember Jesus' warning to the Pharisees and scribes concerning certain religious customs. He warned them in Mark 7, verse 9. All too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. Study your Bible to avoid the deception of false doctrine. We'll discuss more of Satan's deceptions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an amazing free booklet titled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. What deceptions have crept into many forms of professing Christianity? This free booklet will give you the historical and biblical documentation you need. You need this vital information. Request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook. Watch us on YouTube and follow us on Twitter.
Bible prophecy warns of a great false prophet that will lead the world into total deception. He'll perform amazing miracles, but not by the power of Christ. Previously, we read this amazing statement in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. The form and ritual may look good, but does it match the Bible's teaching? Or in fact, could that religion be deceptive? Even Jesus stated in Matthew 24, verse 24, that false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Another of Satan's deceptions is that of false dreams, visions, and miracles. How many times have individuals told me their dreams or visions that were obviously Satan-inspired? Some thought that they had seen Jesus, but the Jesus of the Bible did not have long hair. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him?" Jesus escaped out of crowds on several occasions because he looked like the average Jew of his day. The Apostle John instructs us not to accept every appealing message that comes our way. He wrote in 1 John 4, verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." My friends, be on guard against false dreams, visions, and miracles. What other practices can deceive us? The occult appeals to many people. The Harry Potter books featuring witchcraft and occult practices have sold millions. Others look to seances, tarot cards, channeling, and astrology for power and insight. Millions of people dabble in the occult and seek answers from soothsayers and mystics. These dark practices are deceptive. God Almighty condemns witchcraft and sorcery. Just read Deuteronomy 18, verses 9 through 14, and Galatians 5:20, for example. Satan will use dreams, visions, miracles, and witchcraft and the occult to deceive people. The Apostle Paul warned of a great false religious leader who promotes the mystery of lawlessness. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Here the Apostle Paul describes the deceptive powers of this religious leader. "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Many religious people who desire to see signs and miracles will be easily deceived by this false prophet. He will use lying wonders to deceive. The book of Revelation also describes the great false prophet who will arise soon. Be sure to read this in your own Bible, Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. This is a counterfeit of Christ. And spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. My friends, don't you be deceived. Religious leaders will perform great signs and miracles. Be sure that you test all such leaders with the Bible, the Word of God. That's why we say, believe your Bible, check up on us. As it says in Isaiah 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. My friends, avoid the satanic deception of false dreams, visions, miracles, witchcraft, and the occult. Frankly, my friends, religious forces are now developing that will lead to a great end-time religious deception. We've shared those prophecies with you on this program, but you need to study into it for yourself. To help you in your study of the Bible and to help you to be informed about religious deception, I'd like to offer you our eye-opening free booklet titled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. This free booklet will give you the historical and biblical documentation you need. Listen to some of the topics covered in this booklet. The Two Babylons, Counterfeit Religion Spreads, The Da Vinci Code, A Modern Babylon Created, and Have Protestants Come Out of Babylon? This booklet will help you in your study of the Bible and your quest for God's biblical truth. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
The Bible warns us of demonic activity, but you can be protected from the influence of Satan. God promises those who stay close to Him that He will deliver us from the evil one. Perhaps you follow the outline prayer in Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus taught us to pray, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's Matthew 6, verse 13. Yes, God will protect us, but we must do our part. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, also gives us this encouragement. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. God will give His faithful servants spiritual protection. My friends, you need that protection and power from God. But we must do our part. Continue reading in Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yes, my friends, you too can overcome the wicked one by knowing the Word of God, the Bible, and by living by it. The Apostle James gives us this encouraging promise. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's James 4, verses 7 and 8. You can overcome the temptations, the challenges, and the deceptions of the occult and false religion. As the Apostle Paul encourages us in Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May God empower you to go forward in faith. May you live not by the dark deceptions of this world, but the light of truth, God's Word. My friends, you need to be prepared for the future and the deceptions of the great false prophet who will deceive billions of people. Don't you be deceived. Be sure to request our eye-opening free booklet titled Satan's Counterfeit Christianity. It will help you in your study of the Bible and will help you to face the future with faith, hope, and truth. We look forward to the coming announcement in Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. We look forward to the day when the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, will return to this earth and bring it lasting peace and prosperity, and to bring light to a dark world. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or online at any time. In the challenging and stressful times in which we live, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, along with our guest presenter Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.